another Sunday, and you're here in church to receive a gift. What kind of gift do you think this is? What do you think is inside? Now, there is something inside, but I'm not going to open it, because you have to believe in faith that there's something inside of it. You have to believe in faith that there's something inside. What do you think is inside? What is the gift that Jesus gives to us? Eternal life. You know, there are not many children who know that, but you know that, thanks to Jesus. Yes, Jesus gives us a free gift. And we hear this today. We hear this in the verse that you all know. That verse is John 3:16. And yes, it's true that John wrote it, but who is actually saying those words? Owen? God. Specifically Jesus. You're right. The Son of God was saying that. So God is telling us that God sent His only Son, His only begotten Son, that if we believe in Him, we will not die spiritually, we will not die, but we will have a free gift, and that free gift is eternal life. You see, I can open the box and show you what's inside, but you know, my dear friends, eternal life is something that we believe. We can't put our arms around it. We can't see it. But we hear it and we believe it because Jesus told us that it's true. And since Jesus is truth, and we know Jesus is the truth, when Jesus tells us that we'll have eternal life because we believe that He died for us and He rose and He ascended to heaven and that He's coming back for us, in faith we believe that we have everlasting life. So when Jesus tells us out of love. He says this because He loves you. God truly does love you. And God just doesn't say it. You know, a lot of people say, well, I love you, or I love that, and they're just speaking words, aren't they? But when Jesus says that He loves you, how does He prove it? How does Jesus prove it? Right here. He died on the cross. Jesus just doesn't say He loves you. Jesus did love for you. He went to the cross for you and for all of them too. Jesus just doesn't say that He loves. Jesus does it. And He does it by going to the cross. And He did it by rising on the third day. And He does it by ascending into heaven. And He'll do it on the great last day when He will come for us. And He will give to us that free gift, which we already have, but we will see it then. We will live it forever. We will live with Jesus forever. And therefore, it is right for us to say, come quickly, Lord Jesus. So in your prayers, if you say, come quickly, Lord Jesus, that's your desire to be with your Savior. That's good to say. So therefore, the free gift is yours. That free gift will be setting up here in the altar for the sermon for everyone to see. And it's also for you to see and to have. So therefore, we believe what Jesus has done. We fold our hands and we close our eyes and we pray. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank You for loving us. Just not saying that You love us, but actually dying for us and proving that You love us. For we believe, Lord Jesus, that You are the Savior. You are the one who